The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50, and our pre-opening commodity market report is next with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell at the Chicago Board of Trade, NASS reported crop progress like this. For corn in the ground on a national level, 78%. Illinois, 93%. Indiana, 78%. Iowa, 77%. Nebraska, 73%. And Minnesota, 88%. It looks like corn prices could be pressured on the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade. We'll discuss those ideas in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Cash hog prices today are called mostly steady, but there are a few weaker undertones seen in parts of the eastern corn belt. Terminals called mostly steady with tops from $48 to $51. Peoria steady today with a top price of $48. In the eastern corn belt daily direct hog report from Monday, May 14th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,768 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, a base price range, $61.25 to $73, a weighted average $70.24, a gain of 23 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.23 to $58.50, the weighted average $55.10. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,073, the base price range $60 to $74.75, the weighted average $70.39, a loss of 72 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.54 to $58.84, the weighted average $54.78. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, in addition to that 93% corn in the ground for Illinois producers, they have 44% of their soybeans in the ground. The five-year average for Illinois, 32%.
Boy, there's a big change. Everybody was worried about not getting the crops in the ground, and now we're ahead of schedule a little bit. So not too bad. The weather's been very favorable for planting of late. Some rain is coming today. That'll slow down planting, but put some moisture in the field so that planting will resume after this round of showers, as we will have more dry weather. First off, when I look at the Midwest Corn Belt as a whole, I don't see any problems in getting the needed crops in the ground. There will be some delays with some rain coming through today into tomorrow, and maybe a few spotty showers in the upper Great Lakes pushing down into Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio tomorrow night. Those will be rather light, but more dry weather to follow through the rest of this week, into the weekend, into early next week at least. Showers may become more common across the area later next week and beyond. Of course, at that time, planting should be mostly done and rain would be beneficial at that time. So what are we looking at? First off, we're looking at some rain pushing through the Midwest Corn Belt right now. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are on the radar. One such area extends from near Rockford southwestward to the Quad Cities to just north of Quincy. Most of the rain falling out that way is now light and has lightened up over the last couple of hours. However, there are some clusters of heavier rain around portions of Henderson, Warren, and Knox counties in western Illinois, also Mercer County. Heaviest cells right now are just to the southeast of Monmouth and right around Galesburg and Knoxville in western Illinois. So there's going to be a variety of rainfall totals. We've been talking about that the last few days. A few locations, maybe in northern Hancock County, Illinois, already picking up around an inch of rain this morning, but most areas getting a lot less. Rainfall totals from Iowa were all over the place. One location in north central Iowa reporting an inch of rain in the last 24 hours, but some other places, many other places, reporting about a quarter of an inch or a bit less. So as this rain comes through, it's going to cause a wide variety of rainfall totals. Again, the rain is already falling over portions of north central, northwestern, and west central Illinois, and that will slowly spread southeastward as we go through the day. So By this afternoon, showers and thunderstorms will become common over more of Illinois and northwestern Indiana. It looks like eastern and southern Indiana will not get rain until tonight. This shower area will push off to the east, so eastern portions of the Midwest will get some rain tonight into tomorrow. Bottom line is, it looks like just about everybody's going to get some rain. The question mark is just on the how much. And again, that's just going to be localized, as there's going to be a high variability in rainfall totals. But even though there may be a few slow times here today, I think planting, there will be enough dry weather to follow this that planting will resume. We should have a dry weekend, and it doesn't look like our next significant rain will come until the middle to latter part of next week. Now, as far as rainfall totals today, the thunderstorms rolling into northwestern and north central Illinois and west central Illinois are weakening right now. They are expected to increase in coverage and intensity again during the heat of the afternoon. So portions of east central into southern Illinois, much of Indiana, southern Michigan, and western Ohio will have a better chance of getting some locally heavier amounts. Now, some rain also fell in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt during the last 24 hours, giving some moisture, especially to portions of Nebraska and Kansas and northern Oklahoma. And as we look out that way, it appears that there could be more showers setting up later next week. There's going to be dry weather in between. Looks like some hot weather will be starting to work into that area this weekend as well. The northern Plains spring wheat belt's going to turn warmer and drier. They will get some showers then over the weekend, but over the next few days, they'll be turning drier, and they need a little bit of dry weather for planting of spring wheat there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 479.5, down one, last trade down 3.25. September, 492 unchanged, last trade unchanged. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, July wheat opened at 494.25, down 2.25, last trade down 6. September, 506 down 3.5, last trade down 7. December, 513.5 down 3.25, last trade down 6.5. July corn opened at 358.5, down 4.75, last trade down 7.5. December, 368.25, down 2.75, last trade down 6.5. March, 381 down 2, last trade down 7. July of 2008, 392 down 4.25, last trade down 6.5. July beans opened at 766.75, down 3.75, last trade down 4.5. November, 797.25, down 2.25, last trade down 4.5. January, 806.25, down 1.75, last trade down 3.25. July soybean meal opened at 206, down 50, last trade down 120. July soybean oil opened at 34.48, down 1, last trade down 27. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
I suppose with the numbers we saw yesterday afternoon from NASS, we are not in line for a turnaround Tuesday today.
I would say we're not. No, I think, that again, the equipment today, the farming today, we've got everything either up to regular or ahead of regular in the planting pace, and I think now it's weather, and it depends on, where the rain's going to hit today and how much. The southeast is still in drought. Eastern part of the eastern corn belt's pretty dry. But today I think we're going to follow what we did last night down, 5 to 6 on corn and 4 to 5 on beans and 5 to 6 on wheat.
I guess the question is, for the July corn contract, do the May lows hold?
That's the thing. Will they hold? Will the recent low just of the other day hold?
Exactly.
The December corn hit. The December corn hit 354. Just what was it? 2-3 days ago, and then we were up 18 cents on Friday. That needs to hold here. times in the last month and back down to 64, 63, 58, then 54. Since the 54, we never got back to 4. But weather people and people worried about any problem with any of our grain growing conditions this summer still think that we could boom both corn and beans.
And I guess beans better off technically at the moment than corn is. And you got to wonder whether or not we might see a move toward the what would be a downtrend line from the February highs through the April highs around $8 at some point.
Yeah, and that, you know, there's lots of people out there thinking that you know, everybody planted a little more corn than they thought, and that might mean even higher prices for beans. You know, you talk to people, well, we put in an extra 40, we put an extra 80 over their already plans of planting more corn. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that around that could affect the beans, too, to the high side.
Thanks much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.